Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and on this Mother's Day, it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Indians and Twins will wrap up this weekend series, and lots of moving parts here. Terry, why don't you get us caught up?
Yeah, there were a couple. We designated Michael Martinez, which, you know, is a hard one because everybody loves the kid. We DL'd Brandon Guyer. The other night, his wrist had been bothering, but not something he couldn't tolerate. And he took a swing, and it really grabbed at him. So he went this morning, got an MRI. Dependent of what the MRI says, he's going to be down for 5 to 7 days minimum, most likely a little bit more. So he's a DL. So we got Daniel Robertson up here and Eric Gonzalez. You know, are we done making moves? Probably not. I mean, the way we're situated right now, it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, I'm sure at some point we're going to have to add a pitcher, you know, depending on how things go. And we can. But for right now, I think Robertson had such a good spring, you know, that hurt his hamstring, got going back in AAA and has really been hot. Brings some energy, I think, which is good. And we'll just kind of see how this plays out.
And on top of that, you've got a different-looking lineup with Jason Kipnis leading off and Carlos Santana hitting fifth. Will you go with this for a while, or is everything kind of day-to-day trying to get the offense in gear, Tito?
Well, you know what? I really don't know. I mean, I'm not a big fan of just switching stuff up to do it. I just don't think that it helps. I think you're sending a wrong message. You know, the guy we're facing today, he's really been good, especially against right-handers. I think it makes his changeup even better. Now, a lot of lefties haven't faced him, but the ones that have had success. So, one, I think we're trying to maybe take him out of his game a little bit, let Kip lead off. I think it would be good for Kip. I think we need to do something to jumpstart him. And at the same time, I want to make sure that we give Edwin every chance possible to get hot. So you want to make sure somebody hitting behind Edwin, either a switch hitter or because we want to make people pitch to him because we need to get him hot.
Tito, when you have a club that has struggled like yours has offensively, is there usually in your experience a common denominator when teams are kind of struggling as a team, not just one or two guys?
You know, this is such a funny game. When you can get a hit or two, it's amazing how the floodgates can open, or, you know, however you want to say it. But you start getting base runners, that means they're holding the runner at first. You got a hole open. You know, when you're not playing from down, you can run a little bit more. You know, it's hard to look like you have a lot of energy when you're making a lot of right turns. And, you know, the guys know it. I mean, I've been asked 3 times now, well, when are you going to have a meeting? I'm not sure if I go in there and tell them they have to hit better that, you know, that's going to happen. And we talk to guys, you know, I rely on a lot, Brantley and Kluber and those guys, Tomlin. They'll keep the guys going in the right direction. That's what I care about is, hey, every team's going to go through ups and downs. As long as we keep fighting and doing it the right way, I believe we're going to be okay.
Boy, the one thing, watching from afar, it just looks like certain guys, and I'm not going to point anybody out because it's team-wide, but some guys are simply trying to hit 5-run home runs or trying to make an impact every at-bat. It's so easy to tell a guy to try easier. How do you get guys to relax, Tito, and not try and do too much?
And you make a good point. It happens, and it's not done out of the wrong intentions. It's well-intended. Everybody's trying to do something, sometimes too much. And when you try to do too much, it plays right into most pitchers' hands. That's why you saw the pop-ups yesterday. We talk so much about getting a line moving and keeping it moving. And right now, the best thing we can do is get it moving because we will eventually keep it moving, and that's when we'll get hot.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and the Twins coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.